following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome in to the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Live courtside on the Star Physical Therapy courtside cam. Remember, this is the HSAA playoffs. No live video of the court allowed by the Alabama High School Athletic Association. I guess write your local state representative, Ben Robbins, and see if we can get a change of that, especially while we're still here playing at our home court. Sylacauga, Shelby County in round one of the area tournament here at Nichols-Austin Middle School. He's Michael Adair. I'm Jeremy Law. Thanks for joining us on the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. The Aggies just beat Shelby County this time a week ago on senior night. Michael Adair, a game that ended in a running clock. But even more importance around this one. In that one, if they won, they would host the area tournament. If you lose this one tonight, you go home and your season's over.
Yeah, it's all on the line right now for sure. And, you know, that was a running clock, not because we had a 30-point lead, but just because the coach was ready to get home. So that first time we played them now, that's a different story. That was a tight game. We won that game by 8 points, I think. So we can't take these guys lightly. It's a 1-4 seed, but, hey, like you said, man, you lose this one and go home. That's a short season.
An update for the Aggies. It looks like we will potentially see more of Josh Spear tonight, especially more than we've seen over the last few weeks. We did see him intermittently in that Briarwood game a couple weeks ago, but Josh Spear is dressed, brace on the left leg. Hope he'll be able to go. But this has been an Aggie team. Maybe take away the Childersburg game. That was a weird game, probably closer than it should have been. The Aggies have been hot shooting of late. Aiden Crow, Jordan Roberson been hot from three. And C.J. Franklin, quite frankly, has done what C.J. Franklin has done all year. 30-point game a couple of nights ago. He's been big for the Aggies night in and night out.
Yeah, he really has. C.J.'s gotten a lot better, I feel like, as the year's gone on. And I remember you and I did that Clay Central game over there. We struggled shooting a little bit. You said, you know, if this team can really get in their groove from a shooting standpoint, it'll help us loosen up defenses and things like that. And you're exactly right. And we've really shot the ball pretty well since then, actually. So, Jeremy, with some pretty good scouting there.
Jordan Roberson again and Aiden Crow been shooting it pretty well. But, again, it all starts defensively for this Aggie ball club, Michael. Hey there, they get stops on defense. They get out in transition. And even when they make buckets, they're able to set back. And they set teams up almost for turnovers there. This defense forces so many turnovers night in, night out. Maybe different from some Aggie teams in the past that were turnover heavy when it came to taking charges. This team is just so long, so fast, so quick that they force turnovers that lead to buckets on the other end.
Yeah, and it's really hard to play against teams like that that can get it out of there. You know, I think about that team we lost to in the Final Four. I think that Lee team out of Huntsville was so good defensively, we couldn't do anything. This team's got some characteristics like that. We're not as long as that team was, but yeah, I mean, and you know, the athleticism is there. But Coach Jones and Patterson, man, they make these kids work. They make them run. They make them earn it. And that shows up in the way they play, really.
All right, this is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. We are 8.5 minutes until tip between Sylacauga and Shelby County in the area tournament. We'll be back with more of the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Where you belong.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Reach out to Marble City Plumbing with any drain issues. They have a new drain jetting service, next level drain cleaning that goes above and beyond. Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brules, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Welcome back to the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show, Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Law, Michael Ader with you. The Aggie postseason is upon us. Sylacauga and Shelby County here tonight, round one of the area tournament. Following us, if you would like to listen to the Clay Central Briarwood game, you can listen on the Clay Central Sports Network on our sister station, Classic Country 90.9. Rusty Taylor and the crew will have that one for you as well. That's coming up after this game. Michael Ader, an oh-so-important game. The Aggies 2-0 against Shelby County this year. I mean, they're probably 20-0 against them in the last 7 or 8 years, to be honest. But yeah, an important game that we talked about. Shelby County, they're not a team that, you know, 9 out of 10 times the Aggies are going to win, but there's always a chance with these guys, especially the couple freshmen they have, Sutton Reed and Nate Byrne. If they get hot knocking down threes, they can make it a contest.
Yeah, I mean, we beat them by 8 the first time around. So, I mean, you roll the ball out there and you got a bunch of 16 and 17-year-olds, anything can happen. But, if you were handicapping this thing, it wouldn't be a close spread, that's for sure. But, I mean, that next game going to be interesting because Clay and Briarwood, you know, we got an interest in that because whoever wins it, we're going to play the winner up for the area championship. So that'll be a good game, supposedly.
Yeah, obviously the Aggies are 2-0 against Briarwood, 1-1 against Shelby County. So, I mean, excuse me, Clay Central. So maybe you're hoping that Briarwood wins. That was a game of matchups. Always fun to see.
Yeah.
Clay Central, Briarwood's not a great matchup for Clay Central, but the way Clay Central plays basketball, they can get physical with the Aggies.
That's interesting because Briarwood feels like they can just walk through Clay Central, but we feel like we'd rather have Briarwood. So it is a game of matchups. That's an interesting observation.
What do you think the key is in this ball game for the Aggies to get a win?
I think you just play clean. I think you don't turn it over a whole lot. You get in there with Josh hopefully playing and being healthy and control the paint. You know, a few shots drop here and there. I mean, we'd have to really make a lot of mistakes to lose the game. So I think the key is just to play mistake-free basketball as much as you can in high school basketball.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. We'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and tonight's tip-off when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Need help on the road?
Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tack. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle.
This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkel's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back courtside as the Aggies get set to take on Shelby County. We'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups coming up in just a few minutes. If you're watching the booth cam, we cannot show you live video of the floor. That is not allowed in the postseason due to AHSAA rules and regulations. So you'll have to start physical therapy courtside cam as we wait to get the starting lineups from public address announcer Brent Atchley.
Jeremy, we got to give a special birthday shout-out today to Coach Skylar Patterson, man. What a day to have your birthday.
Happy birthday, Coach. So looking forward to it. Both teams are lined up on their sides of the floor waiting tonight's starting lineups.
First game we have tonight will be against our Sylacauga Aggies and the visiting Shelby County Wildcats.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. All right, let's turn it over to Brent Atchley.
Number zero, Andreas McGinnis. And in guard, standing 5'8", freshman, wearing number 5, Sutton Reed. And the forward, standing 6'5", junior, wearing number 12, Caleb Infinger. And the forward, wearing number 15, standing 6', Parker Fulton. And the guard, standing 5'4", in 8th grade, number 24, C.J. Moore. And the head coach for the Shelby County Wildcats is Chase Cornelius. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for our Aggies. And guard, standing 5'11", a senior, wearing number 0, Jordan Robeson. And the power forward, standing 6'7", a senior, wearing number 1, Aiden Crowe. And the guard, standing 5'10", a senior, wearing number 3, Gil Hill.
starting lineups tonight here in the first round of the area tournament. For Shelby County, McGinnis, Reed, Infinger, who's a 6'5" junior, Odin and Thomas. And for the Aggies, it'll be Whetstone, Harrell, Roberson, Sparks, and Aiden Crow. So a little bit of a different starting five for the Aggies tonight, as Aiden Crow will jump it off against Shelby County's Infinger. The Wildcats in black, trimmed in white. Aggies in white, trimmed in black, with an Aggie devil on the pants. Marble City across the front of the jerseys. Numbers are in black. Shoulders are trimmed in black for the Aggies. Referee's going to get set to step in the circle.
Where's our crew here tonight from? It's certainly some guys we've never seen. Always get one from outside the region in region play.
Aiden Crow wins the tap, throws it over to Malik Sparks. Gabe Harrell out beyond the arc, dribbling on the far side. Tristan Whetstone makes the catch, free throw line. Sparks fires a three, it's too strong. Rebound tapped around, gathered by Crow. An offensive board, Crow got hit, he's fouled, and he will go to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line.
Yeah, you always get an outside officiating crew at these area tournament games because, you know, Sylacauga uses a group. Shelby County will use probably the Birmingham Association, so they don't want the officials to have a lean locally.
So Aiden Crow knocks down the first free throw. Aggie fans rolling in late. I was a little surprised that we were playing at 6 o'clock. You know, tough for the home fans to get in. A lot of people work out of town. Just seen the Aggie super fans, the Adderholtz wall. Even they walked in late as Crow missed the second.
That's right.
I'm not sure Rhett has missed a game this year here at home.
Well, you know, all that gets worked. It's interesting. All that got worked out at Jack's in Harpersville, where we had sort of the center location for our planning our area tournament.
Everybody likes Jack's. Here's Reed driving the right baseline. Stops. Nowhere to go. Fires it off to Parker Odin. Goes through the paint, got away with the travel. Back off the Reed for three. It's too strong, and the rebound chased down by Odin takes it down in the corner. The offensive board, and then the pass tapped out of bounds. Roberson got a hand on it as they were searching for Sutton Reed outside of the paint. McGinnis to inbound in front of the Aggie bench. Gets it in to Amari Thomas. Thomas going to work on Malik Sparks. Thomas, a sophomore, much smaller than the Aggies. Malik Sparks is taken away, though, by Roberson. Roberson attacking down the lane, throws it off the window, gets a friendly roll, and the Aggies lead it 3-0. Good drive for Jordan Roberson. Took some contact, didn't get a whistle. Thomas takes the screen from Infinger. Driving is Thomas, stopping on the left elbow. Now it's kicked off to McGinnis far side. Spinning off of Roberson, takes a screen on the block, and he traveled as he drove down the right side of the lane. Another turnover forced by this Aggie defense.
It's what we do best is create turnovers. Just got to continue to do it.
Aggies facing a full court pressure. Roberson and Harrell will work it up across. Gabe fires it back to Jordan. Jordan working on Sutton Reed. Over to Crow in the corner for three. Aiden, money. 6-0 Aggies. This was a 20-0 game last Monday night. Aggies starting off hot here from the three-point line with Aiden Crow. As it's 6-0 Aggies, Crow has four of the six. Reed takes a screen, dribbles down the left side of the lane. Basketball kicked around and knocked out of bounds by the Aggies.
Yeah, Shelby County's struggling a little bit with our backcourt pressure. They're struggling a little bit in the half-court set. They're really getting a heavy dose of defense right now.
Nate Byrne will check in. They'll bring another shooter on the floor. Byrne around 6'3". This is McGinnis to put it in, baseline left. They get the inbounds play inside, and the bucket is good.
That's the one thing you don't want to do on the inbound plays. Give a guy an easy basket.
Tyson Duncan with the bucket. 6-2, Aggies on top. We play 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Harrell, left wing, cross court, Jordan. Head fake to three, back to Gabe. He's open. Harrell for three, off and to the left. Rebounded by Nate Byrne, and Shelby County will clear. McGinnis got bumped by Roberson. A little hand check foul down inside of the arc.
No, I don't think we've started this lineup all year, have we? This is a a little bit different than what we've seen.
Of a mix and match of what we have seen. Wouldn't expect to see this on Wednesday if the Aggies win. And Amari Thomas knocks down a little 10-foot jumper. 6-4, Aggies lead it by two. Roberson fires a deep three. Jordan off the mark. Rebound tapped up in the air by Whetstone, but now taken and running up the floor, Shelby County. McGinnis down the lane. Wow. Tough layup. Wow. Good around Crow, and we're tied at six.
That's a heck of a play there. Coast to coast, lay that in.
Here comes CJ, Josh, and Corbin, and Eric. The four new Aggies will come in at the next dead ball. Gabe wants a three right wing. Harrell back iron. High rebound tapped in the air. Controlled by Shelby County. It's not over yet as Crow picks up a loose ball. Crow driving down the lane. Got away with a walk. Missed the shot. Crow put back though. Up and good. Aiden Crow's got six of the Aggie eight as the Aggies lead it 8-6. McGinnis into the corner to Reed, who has a quick trigger. He'll dribble with the left hand, try to shake off of the defender. McGinnis pulls it back off to the top. 4:30 to go first quarter. McGinnis takes a screen from Duncan, goes down the lane, and the skip pass was knocked off the foot of Gabe Harrell. And here come the four Aggies, Spear, Patterson, O'Neill, and C.J. Franklin will check into the contest.
Looks like Aiden Crow will stay in there, rightfully so. He's about to fill up my first quarter score sheet already.
You might need a finer point on that pencil you got.
I might need a bigger square. Right in.
McGinnis on the baseline left again. Buckets to his right. They get it in to Duncan. Duncan missed the layup. Rebound snatched by Eric O'Neill, and C.J. Franklin will run. Franklin just now on the floor. Crow left wing inside to Spear. How healthy is Josh? Shot no good, but he got fouled, and Spear going to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line.
Josh moving good out there. Getting some good movement out of that bad knee. Getting some good PT too from Todd Malone. I know Todd's been working hard. I talked to him today. He said, man, I'm not going to miss Josh's game back. They've been putting the work in.
First free throw no good for Spear. Again, it's 8-6 Aggies. This is the postseason. We cannot show you video of the floor. We apologize. We do want to thank our sponsors that allow us to have broadcasts anyways here in the playoffs. Spear goes 1-for-2 at the line. 9-6, Aggies lead it by three. McGinnis bobbing, weaving, gets it across the timeline. Stops, right key, back off to Duncan. Gets a screen from McGinnis, and he'll pull it out near the midcourt circle. And then an offensive foul on Shelby County as Duncan set a screen well outside of the arc, but he wasn't set.
Well, Jeremy, we're shooting 50% from the free throw line tonight. We talked about that in the last broadcast. Two things that'll get you in the end are missing free throws and dogs chasing cars. So we gotta fix that.
9-6, your score. Josh makes the catch, free throw line, goes down the right side of the lane, powers through and kisses one off the window and in. Spear with three straight for the Aggies as he's just checked in the ball game here in the first.
Struggling with the press.
Wildcats turn it over. It's CJ, runner, no. Rebound, Crow, put back, yes. Aggies by seven. Top of the key is Duncan. Reed, left wing, into the corner to Byrne for three. And he knocks it down for the Shelby County Wildcats.
That was a big basket there. Feel like they were slipping a little bit, really struggling with the pressure Silicon is putting on them.
Corbin to Josh inside. Eric blocked from behind, but they whacked his hands, and Eric will go to the free throw line for two.
Catch the ball and go score.
Five, 13-9 with a pretty good free throw shooter, Eric O'Neill at the stripe. First free throw, Eric. Jinxed him, front of the rim, no good.
Now checking in for Shelby County, will be number 32, that's Braxton Lawson.
Eric for one more. There's 3:07 left in this Donahue physical therapy first quarter. Eric missed them both, and the rebound controlled by Shelby County. Rarely does Eric O'Neill come up empty at the stripe as McGinnis is driving. Went down the lane. Finger roll, no good. Great defense from Crow, and he grabs the board. Crow works it into the front court to Spear. Spear makes the catch down in the corners. The Aggies work it around the perimeter. Crow wants a three. Crow's three, hey, no good. Put back from Spear is good. There may be a brace on that knee, but Josh Spear looking healthy here in the first quarter.
That's what we've been missing right there.
15-9, Aggies. Back up by six.
Man.
Nearly forced a turnover. Sutton Reed puts some English on it to skip it into the front court. McGinnis, right key, thought about a three, decided not to shoot it. Duncan working the right wing, steps back, jukes around. Corbin makes him pick up his dribble. Nate Byrne left side of the floor, back to McGinnis. He'll get a screen, as he'll drive down the lane now into the chest of Spear. Oh, and they're going to get a block on Josh.
No way.
He tried to slide in. I couldn't see if he was late, but boy.
Yeah, I felt like he was set there. But I tell you, either way, Shelby County really struggling in the backcourt with this press. They can't figure out whether they want to try to dribble through it or pass through it. Sometimes you got to kind of try both, but it looks like they're passing through it a little better than they are dribbling.
McGinnis banks in the first free throw. Wildcats are 1-for-1 from the stripe. Aggies lead it by 5, 15-10. And you just kind of feel like this Shelby County team different than past years, as they have the potential to be dangerous.
Yeah, they do. They can get to the rim and score.
Nice feed from Patterson. Should have been an easy layup for Kinson 3, but we missed it underneath the rim. 15-10, Aggies by 5. Right side of the floor are the Wildcats. It'll be Ryan Sipes, also a three-point specialist. Now it's McGinnis, left key, following the screen. Should have been a moving screen. Sipes going down the heart of the lane, feeding it inside, blocked out of bounds. Was a shot by Crow, and he saved it before it went out.
What a save.
He blocked the shot of Braxton Lawson and kept it from going out of bounds. 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Aggies 15, Shelby County 10. Crow wants a three. Crow back iron again. Rebound CJ kicking it off Patterson. He's going down the heart of the lane. He's kicking to Franklin, and his three-pointer is short. Put back, though, by Corbin. Rattles in.
Man, dominating the boards down there.
17-10. Aggies not shooting great from three tonight. Sipes wide open for three. The Aggies didn't get back, but it's air ball. Rebounded by Nate Byrne. Back off to McGinnis. Shelby County got the offensive board. McGinnis down the lane. Missed the shot. The rebound tapped out. Who touched it last? It is going to be Aggie basketball, as they'll say Lawson knocked it out of bounds.
I think we might have got a break right there. Felt like we touched that one last, so we'll take it.
Now checking in for Shelby County will be number 10.
Man. This team could get up and get some rebounds on that offensive glass. Tell you what, that's the difference right now in the game. Shelby County sitting in that 2-3 zone.
They get it.
Going out and swapping and playing man now.
Inside to Spear. Just too big. And Spear back in the scoring column. 19-10,
fill it up.
By 9. Stolen away by KT. The Aggies will run in a 2-on-1. KT driving, gets around the defense. KT lays it off the window and in. Aggies by 11. The last 60 seconds, the Aggies going on a run. Sipes at the top, takes a moving screen, wears the whistle, missed the layup. The Aggies can hold for the final shot. With 15 seconds to go, it'll be CJ to work it across. Now it's Corbin Patterson in the corner. 3, KT, good! 24-10. Shelby County with one more chance. With 1 second to go, a heave at the buzzer, front of the rim, no good. We'll go to the second quarter. Good guys lead it 24-10. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Orthopedics is here. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine treats most types of orthopedic injuries. From sports injuries to wear and tear as you age, Dr. Trapiano is located at 120 South Anderson Avenue, just across from Coosa Valley Medical Center. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196. For Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Ruth's Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Allen with Allen. Oh, yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Start of the second quarter, Aggies lead it 24-10. They try to throw it down low. KT with another steals. We'll recap that first quarter as this game might slow down a little bit. As Corbin wants a three, right side, it's short, front of the rim, almost rattled in. Rebound, Trey Cook, who just checked in the game for the Aggies, but it's taken away by McGinnis. Wildcats in black, moving left to right. McGinnis down the lane, missed the layup. Rebound punched out of the hands of Shelby County. Front court, Spear. Josh going up. Layup good for Josh Spear. Aggies in transition, getting the bucket. Just like that, snap your fingers, Michael Adair. Aggies by 16.
Yeah, Shelby County just can't match our athleticism, unfortunately for them.
Sipes wants a three, and that's what he can do. 26-13. Excuse me, that was Sutton Reed, not Sipes. The freshman Reed from the right wing. Aggies by 13, almost threw it backcourt. CJ going to work on the much smaller Duncan. Patterson wants a left wing three. Knocks it down, and the Aggies answer back. Coach Chris Melling, Josie. Looks like Franklin had worked their way into the gym. McGinnis picks up the dribble. Reed wants another. He can get hot, and that one nearly went down. It was a deep three from 22 feet. Firing it front court to Corbin Patterson. Josh Spear now at the top of the key. Doubled at the top, back to Corbin. Now the Aggies will set it up. Corbin swings it right side, chest back to CJ. Josh Spear pulls a jumper, and Josh is just on fire tonight. 31-13 Aggies. Six, 10 to go in the second. Duncan had it taken away by Franklin. The Aggies are going to run with it. Here it is. Corbin Patterson feeding it. KT, layup, good. And a timeout called by the Wildcats. Let's stay right here, Michael A. There. The game's been too fast. 33-13. Aggies lead it by 20. It's a full timeout. We'll still stay here. Boy, just like that, the Aggies have just opened up a can of scoring here on Shelby County. And it's 33-13.
Yeah, and they can't really. If we make a bucket and we're getting in our press, Shelby County just has no answer for the pressure. If we miss one and they get a rebound, they're not having any trouble getting down because we're not applying it at the same level. But after a made basket, they are turning that thing over, man. This thing's going to be a running clock here in just a minute. So if you're coming, you better get on up here. And there's not many people here either. It's a light crowd.
Josh Spear has 11 of the Aggies, 33. Aiden Crow started it off hot for the Aggies. He has 8. Kenson Threet's had a good ball game. He's got 7. They're spreading it out. They didn't start their original starting five. They got some seniors, some minutes in this one, including Malik Sparks, Gabe Harrell. Gabe Harrell, always the utility player for the Aggies, always gets minutes. But, boy, when CJ, Corbin, Eric, and Josh checked in, things got a little different here on the floor.
When they dial up the heat on you, man, you better be a good ball handler. You better be able to get that thing down the line. This is by far the easiest game we got left on the year, though. I mean, this is.
Yeah, things will ramp up on Wednesday.
Quickly.
Back after the timeout, Aggies lead it by 20, 33-13. CJ forces Duncan out beyond the arc. Got a moving screen. I guess that's not in the referee rule book tonight, because we've seen a bunch of them. McGinnis working the left wing, goes down the lane. Tough layup around Eric, just wouldn't drop for him. Great defense from O'Neal. Corbin going to push it ahead. Into the corner to Franklin, running the baseline. CJ, they're going to get him with an offensive foul.
I don't know about that one either. You know, I'm watching Coach Giddens up there from Clay Central watching this game. He was close to getting in the 1-versus-4 matchup. He's probably thinking, man, how did I miss that?
Good to see Dr. Eller making an appearance.
Dr. Eller, Dr. Joe Morton, and his wife,
Dr.
Margaret.
Morton.
Yep.
Some Sylacauga
everywhere
around here. Michael Adair made it. That's good. I didn't think he would. He said he got stuck at a train on the way here. Dr. Ellis said she made sure to get a babysitter tonight and Wednesday night for the area tournament. And if the Aggies do win the area, 7 o'clock here on Saturday night for Substate. Should be fun.
Oh, man. It'll be electric.
Duncan.
Not only will the game be good, but you're going to have to tell them in a little bit about the halftime show, Jeremy, that we've got coming. People might come just for that.
Thousands of dollars as Duncan got the shot to drop. And he'll go to the line, 33-15. Tough shot for Duncan.
Well, Radio Alabama was gracious enough to say, let's pilot a program here and do a halftime show. They're going to give away a nice prize, TV, if you win it, and making some hard shots. And then for doing that, they were willing to donate to the Booster Club. So it was a win. The Booster Club wins. Whoever wins this thing is going to win. And it'll be a good thing for the fans, too, to give you something to do at halftime.
Free throw missed. 33-15, CJ running down the lane, pass off the leg of Duncan, could have been a kickball. On the other side, McGinnis running, met at the rim, missed the shot, Duncan put back though, good. Aiden Crow may not sit long, as O'Neal wants a three, it's way too strong, rebound, fought for, taken by Whetstone. Whetstone spinning, over to O'Neal, now as the Aggies reset, Eric gonna drive. The runner, good for O'Neal. Eric O'Neal, first step so quick. Shelby County couldn't get in front of him. Back up by 18 with 4:28 to go. You know, I was excited to see the basketball program finally launch a booster club. Makes things a lot easier for Coach Jones, Coach Patterson. They can focus on sports. They don't have to do all of the fundraising and everything that goes with it.
They did a lot of it, though. I'll tell you what. They went out and worked, and, man, it was a tremendous amount required because this program started the year 11 grand in the red, and these guys got out and worked and raised money, and it got us back in good shape financially. It takes a lot of money to run this program for a year. People don't realize what all you have to spend on. Officiating is really expensive. Buses, meals, uniform.
Wildcats with a bucket. A lot goes into it. 35-19. The Aggie lead has been as much as 20. In the corner to Eric. Gets around the defense. Works the baseline. Gets back to the elbow. Fires a contested jumper. Chris Roberson has checked in for the Aggies. Had a chance at an offensive rebound but couldn't grab it. Midway through the second quarter. 35-19. Aggies with the lead. Sutton Reed bobs, weaves, goes baseline to baseline.
You know, Chris Roberson's a guy. He's going to be a good player for us next year. He's improved. I've watched him some at practice.
First shot was no good. An offensive rebound leads to a bucket for the Aggies, and Aiden Crow coming back in. 35-21. C.J. Franklin kicking it into the corner. Eric O'Neal working it back to the top. Chest pass over to Chris Roberson. Head fakes the three. Goes down the lane. Hops through the air. Fires a runner. Missed it off the side of the rim. And the board goes to Shelby County. And a foul on the Aggies. Jeremy, just as Shelby County crossed the midcourt stripe.
I just realized why we have such a light crowd. Our girls are playing at Briarwood. Principal Gary Rivers just sent me a message that he's up there with the girls, so we got half our folks up there that we normally have here. So.
Yeah, and normally you never play boys and girls on the same night in the area tournament because of that. Everybody's losing money on the deal when you talk about teams and gates, but girls normally play Saturday, Monday, and boys normally play Tuesday, Thursday with the sub-state on Saturday, but when I saw the bracket, just a little confused. CJ with the steal after the poke out by Roberson. The runner for Franklin good, and CJ into the scoring sheet. Just a few nights ago, everybody scored for the Aggies but CJ. Now CJ gets in on the scoring sheet here in the second quarter. Late second, 2:40 to play before halftime.
So our little game we're going to do at halftime. We're going to have somebody on each end of the floor shooting a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. Is that right?
Well, we wanted to make sure somebody's going to win no matter what. So we get two contestants. Then we got Bo Franklin, Red Adderholt coming in. You get 30 seconds on the clock.
Guys,
you get a free throw. You got to make a layup, free throw, three-pointer, and a half-court shot.
And
to
winner,
win a $25 gift card, an Aggie Sports Network hoodie, and a 50-inch television.
Pretty good gifts right there.
Boy, and I'm going to be out of pocket if
those hoodies, man, you can show that off right there. That thing looks good.
Eric O'Neal buries a three. And if you buy a hoodie, the profit will go to Sylacauga Athletics.
Where can you buy those?
In my basement right now. Here we go. As the Aggies hard foul down on the end. It's a second foul on Roberson.
like the way Roberson's playing the second half of the season. He's really dialed it in for his senior season.
Especially good. Late in the season.
Oh, he's a good fella, too. He works hard, very coachable, and can shoot really well. You know, as a player, the best thing you can be is coachable, Jeremy. That's like, if you figure that out, how to be coachable, it'll give you so much more mileage as a player. You and I probably weren't very coachable. We're probably still not very coachable.
Here we go. Second free throw. No good. Rebound in the air. Controlled by the Aggies. Snowbirding is Chris Roberson for three. No. High rebound. Controlled by Shelby County. We lead it by 19 with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. As Sipes on the drive. Weaves through the lane. Stops at the left elbow. Back off to McGinnis. Working the right paint. Pulls it back off beyond the arc. Now right wing. Driving McGinnis. Had it poked away from behind, but Eric O'Neill couldn't control it. And it ends up out of bounds on the baseline. But I will say this. You know, we give a lot to booster clubs around. It would be fun to have a little halftime show where we do get a little recognition with that as well. We're going to donate to the boys booster program and see how it goes. And if we like it, we'll do it every home game next year.
Well, it gives a little more to the fan. They get to enjoy a little bit at halftime. Obviously, the cheerleaders are a big part of that, too.
But if nobody makes all the shots, who makes it the furthest still gets a hoodie and a $25 gift card tonight.
You're going to win no matter what.
Saved on the sideline. Backcourt violation as Shelby County went backcourt. Backcourt. 40-21. It'll be Aggie basketball. They'll inbound in front of the scoring table. It'll be Eric O'Neill. CJ at the top, 90 seconds to play, second quarter. Taking a high screen from Crow. CJ into the corner to Eric. Eric works it back. High pass taken by CJ.
Man, he can elevate.
Now over to Chris Roberson. Down the lane, Roberson got fouled, and Chris will shoot two. Back to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line we go, where the Aggies haven't been great tonight, but a chance for more separation as we lead it by 19 with 80 seconds to go, second quarter.
Yeah, we're shooting a little less than 50% from the line tonight, which is not going to be good enough. Now a little less than that as he misses the front side of that one.
The name of the free throw is misleading, obviously. Yeah, they're not as easy to make as everybody makes them out to be. Missed them both. Finger roll for Shelby County, no good. And C.J. Franklin olayed him and made him rush the shot. 1:05 left in the second. O'Neill driving, shooting, scoring is Eric from the left elbow. 42-21. McGinnis on a 5-second count. Just got it off. Sipes, top of the key. Goes left. Drugged the pivot foot after he picked up the dribble. No whistle. And now a moving screen called on Shelby County. They didn't get the travel, but they did get the moving screen. It's 42-21 Aggies. I like this officiating crew. I know they've missed some moving screens, but they don't whistle everything. They've called the obvious ones, and they've let the pace of play go back and forth, which is, you know, something that we don't always see here at home.
We've had some interesting groups this year. This is probably the best officiated game I've seen all year.
Eric working, going down the lane. Off to Sparks for three, and it's good. Malik Sparks from deep.
As an official, you like a game like this because you're not going to get anybody on your tail when there's a 20-point game going on.
And a travel called by Nate Burns. So 14.6 seconds to go. The Aggies will have the final shot. Stay tuned to the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. We'll give you a rundown of all the scoring here in the first half. The Aggies cruising right now, up by 24. Shelby County just hasn't been able to keep up with the pace of play that the Aggies have gone with.
CJ with 10, with 9, with 8. Franklin stopping, accelerating, running, floating, and good for CJ. The buzzer will sound, and that is how the first half will end. 47-21, your score. We'll be back here with the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkle's Anytime Towing is here for you 24-7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com. Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24-7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkle's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment. When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Oak Grove Feed and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. We about gave away a daggum TV.
1 inch away. One inch.
Don't tell Lee Perryman that almost happened here.
Man, you, when you plan this, it's like, what are the odds? You don't want to bust those odds on the first shot. Goodness.
My goodness, congratulations to C.J. Franklin's dad, Bo. We'll get in courtside right here. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, guys. Winner of an ASN hoodie and a $25 Amazon gift card. And with that, $50 back to the Basketball Booster Club. So a little fun here at halftime. Whew.
Man, that's
listen,
great.
You can see
that's
my face. Great. See how red my face is on this camera.
He doesn't like giving that money away. Listen, it sounds good until they start getting close.
I thought that TV was gone. So we'll do that Wednesday and potentially Saturday if the Aggies do host
Man,
Saturday.
30 seconds is tight when you're getting your own rebounds.
Listen, I don't want to give away the TV.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Holly Roberts, who won on the live stream the other night, just won her hoodie.
Oh, man, we're just giving these things away everywhere.
I think that's hers.
Yeah.
It is now. So there we go. We're not giving away one on the live feed tonight because we gave away one in the gym, but we do appreciate people playing here tonight. Man, what a game so far, Michael Adair. 47-21, Aggies lead it at the break. Luckily, the halftime challenge gave us something to talk about.
Yeah.
It's been all Aggies in the first half. Great defensively, great offensively. Tons of Aggies in the scoring column. What a first half.
Yeah, it's been a great first half. A couple things to highlight. One, Josh Spear coming back just like he left off four weeks ago. Getting rebounds, putting them back, getting 11 points in the first half. Oh, getting a little line starting to move around a little bit, but I think this might be on them. But I tell you, if you're going to pick one thing that we didn't do well that we can improve on, is we shot 40% from free throw. And you just can't shoot 40% from free throw as we go down the stretch. That's the only sort of thing you could point out as a negative. But other than that, I mean, pretty flawless. You're getting close to a running clock at halftime. So, I mean, can't say much bad about this bunch tonight.
Might be home early for dinner. 47-21, your score at the half. What do you want to see from the Aggies in the second half?
I want to see them make their free throws. I want to see you not mess up our wires. And I just think we just play as mistake-free as we can. And we'll be good.
Oh, Ader's having a headset issue. Luckily, we'll get that straightened out before Wednesday night. 3 minutes left in halftime. We'll be back with the second half on the other side of this break. This has been the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. 47-21. Good guys lead it at the break. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Discover the world of Amya, where innovation meets sustainability. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Amya fuels industries from consumer goods and construction to polymers and paper. Amya is committed to supporting economic growth while protecting ecological balance, driving both social progress and future success. Join Amya in supporting local athletes as they strive for excellence, embodying Amya's dedication to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
Orthopedics is here. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine treats most types of orthopedic injuries. From sports injuries to wear and tear as you age, Dr. Trapiano is located at 120 South Anderson Avenue, just across from Coosa Valley Medical Center. Call today for an appointment, 256-401-4196. That's 256-401-4196. For Dr. Anthony Trapiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Discover the delights at Betty Roos Cafe, where Asian, Southern, Mexican, and barbecue flavors meet. Nestled at Allen Brew Markets, a family-owned, locally operated business with 8 locations. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Stuck on the road? Merkle's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24-7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkle's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkle's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merklesanytimetowing.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Back court side. Finishing up Star Physical Therapy halftime show there. Now start the third quarter. 47-21, Aggies with the lead. We'll send out Roberson, Crow, Sparks, Whetstone, and Gabe Harrell. You're starting five.
Everybody's jockeying for their spot on the halftime show now.
Yeah, everybody had some nerves in the house on the first one, but I think now everybody realizes that a TV is being given away. And then
that's one of those fancy TVs, too, one of those smart TVs probably.
You know, listen, I'm not a Vizio, Samsung TV guy. I'm just like a basic Roku television, super easy to use.
That's it.
You can't get all the apps you want on those Vizio TVs.
I like the size of the screen, man. You got to have a big one, you can see it.
I got a 65 at home. The wife won't let me get a 75.
I don't blame her. You sit in there and watch TV too much already.
Yeah, because I'm at home all the time. 47-21 on the drive, blocked by Aiden Crow from behind. Rebound taken away by Whetstone. Pushing it ahead is the Aggies. Jordan Roberson left to right in white now. Jordan dribbled it off his own foot, able to get it back, fighting with McGinnis. As Roberson will dribble to the right key, step back, two for Roberson. Too strong. Rebound, Crow uses the body. Clear space, trying to throw it back out to Aiden Crow, but it's taken away by McGinnis. Had it stripped by Gabe Harrell and picked up by Jordan Roberson. Aggies kind of just throwing the ball all over the place here. Pass was tapped. Crow walked before he got the pass off the Whetstone. Let's reset and slow down here with a 26-point lead.
You know, Aiden Crow is a kid that I'm going to miss. He's played a lot over the last 4 years. He's a kid that could play some college basketball. He, you know, maybe in a junior college environment or somewhere. I've encouraged him to get on Twitter and you put that video out there and just really try to see if people knew about him. They would take him with his size and skill.
47-21. Yeah, Aiden Crow. I love to see. There's a couple guys I think the Aggies have that are worthy of playing some college ball.
Maybe Jordan Roberson.
Roberson's quick. Here's a steal by Sparks, but then he had it poked out from behind.
But this team
by Amari Thomas.
This team is really heavy with juniors. So many good junior players. Just a few seniors out here. Next year will be tough again. I can assure you that. We're not losing too terribly much.
Crow open for three. Front rim, back iron, and drops through. 50-21. I think the whole crowd leaned that one in for Aiden.
One more point, and that clock will be running with no stoppage.
Shelby County Walt missed the shot. Offensive rebound, though. Here's Sutton Reed dribbling through the legs. A left-handed pass intercepted by Whetstone. The Aggies will push it across. It's Jordan Roberson. Roberson weaves through, fires the three. Jordan, front rim.
Rebound.
Whetstone. He'll go to the line and shoot two. I do want to slightly correct you. 30 points in the fourth quarter is when it will run.
Right.
So we'll still
have
to play the third.
That's right.
Which I, you know, I get why they do it.
Yeah. And what a rebound from Whetstone. He had three guys on him, and he goes up there and is not the tallest guy on the floor.
I think Tristan's a guy that takes coaching well. He got benched for not rebounding well in the first half. Look at him now in the second as we
miss
the free throw. Here's who I'd like to see on Wednesday on the half-court challenge. I would like to see I was thinking of maybe like Judson Howell having a student versus an adult go at it. Somebody like that. Maybe an Ethan Pruitt. Somebody roll through.
We can amend the program now.
Here's Thomas. Hops in the air. Dishes in the corner. Picked up their dribble. Thomas gets it back. Left key. 25 feet from the bucket. Now dribbles to the top.
In between the circles is Thomas, dribbling with the right hand, cut off by Malik Sparks. Boy, Thomas isn't a big guy at all, but somehow gets past the defense and got fouled on the shot. Boy, Thomas is about 5'4". Not
on a
big
day.
Guy, but snuck underneath, literally, Malik Sparks, and then got under the outstretched arm of Aiden Grove.
I mean, he is by far the smallest guy on the floor.
Who would you like to see in the half-court challenge?
I'd like to see you and I. A little bit of a conflict there, though. We don't need to be winning our own prizes, I guess.
First free throw for Thomas is good.
I don't know.
The crowd will be a little more full.
I'll tell you a good one. Is Coach Jones' son, Isaiah. Isaiah Jones would be a good one out there. He's a good player in high school at Childersburg.
Coach Smelly was pointing at us like a kid.
He'd be a good one.
The coaches are all going to get hoodies anyway. I don't want to give the coaches a hoodie.
The good thing about putting Coach Smelly out there is you don't have to worry about giving away a TV. I mean, that's why you put him.
Crow on the drive, got fouled. Did they call an offensive foul? They did. They called the offensive foul on the baseline. They called the defensive foul at the top. You know, you'll have a bigger crowd here on Wednesdays. The Aggies will play at 7 as well. A little bit better for the home crowd. 51-23. The Aggies lead it by, what is that, 28?
Marcus Cottingham would be a good one out there. He was a good player. You know, he'd like to win that TV. He's already been looking at it.
I mean, it's not a Sony $2,000 TV, everybody. We understand, but a TV's a TV.
I just want to know how many of them you got in case everybody starts winning week after week.
Well,
what's the inventory look like?
I now have one more than I would have had if somebody won tonight. Yeah. So we need to know. Timeout called by the Aggies with a loose ball on the floor. We'll take 1-2. 51-23. Aggies lead it in the third quarter with 5:07 on the clock.
Champions don't stay down for long. When injury knocks you down, let Donahue Physical Therapy help you make a triumphant comeback. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our team of skilled therapists knows what it takes to get you back on your feet faster and stronger. From minor setbacks to major challenges, we've got the expertise to guide you through. Donahue Physical Therapy, where comebacks happen. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner, Sylacauga Athletics, 51-23, we lead it. 5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Corbin, over to O'Neill. C.J. Franklin on the floor with him as well with T and Josh. Josh has had a good night in his first game back from injury. Swinging it left wing. Patterson wants a three. It's off and to the right. Saved by C.J. Fired back in. Taken by Shelby County. They went to the floor with it. And now they'll push it off to McGinnis. Poked away from behind. McGinnis is going to get it back. Stops at the right elbow. Now at the right wing is Shelby County. McGinnis, left wing, open for three, shakes it in. Three up for CJ, no good. Boy, big push in the back on the rebound. Sam Westholm to the floor. Layup on the other side, good. Montez White with the bucket, his first 2 points of the night. Kenson Threet set the check back in as O'Neill has it right wing. Over to Josh Spear. Baseball pass, cross court, CJ Hill attack. He'll spin and pull it back off Corbin. Now O'Neill, right wing, three, no. Rebound, Whetstone going back up. Tristan kisses it high off the glass and drops it through. Aggies back up by 25.
Tristan's having a pretty good game, but no question about it. Having him and Josh out there really helps, too. He got two physical guys on the floor at the same time.
And then another moving screen, I believe the third moving screen called on Shelby County. called on Donovan Portis. Tyson Duncan coming back in.
Looks like Threet's coming in for Whetstone. Well, Threet's a good-looking athlete, man. He's got a muscular build, plays hard, football player.
Corbin, open, left wing. Good. Corbin Patterson, listen, when he's hot, and you want him to keep on shooting, and he's had a good night from beyond the arc.
He sure has. Great defensive player, too.
On the drive, McGinnis got around O'Neal. 56-30, Aggies by 26. Corbin working the near side, dribbles through the lane. Over to KT, fires it cross court to Eric O'Neal. Eric going to go to work on Sipes down the lane, and an easy call. Charge called on Eric. Shelby County takes a lot of charges. As their head coach, Chase Cornelius, comes from the same tree of Bucky McMillan, Kent Fullington, and Birmingham. Little basketball group that's turned out a lot of good head coaches.
You sit in there and take a charge from a guy running as hard as Eric was right there, it takes some guts.
So they got a little discrepancy in the clock running. They left the clock running, even though the Aggies were up by 30 momentarily. Did they ever get up by 30?
Well, the official just told them that's the fourth quarter thing. They thought it was any time, but if the official said it's the fourth quarter, the clock's hot. So they were a little bit confused, and they said that the association just put out an email about it.
So how much? Who knows? They put 204 back, which was what? That was about 8 seconds they just added back to the clock.
Clock operator thought it was a hot clock like I did.
As they get everything reset. So it'll be Wednesday night, Silicaga versus the winner of Briarwood and Clay Central.
It's going to be a good game, regardless who it is. But it's a game, it doesn't really matter. The winner, the loser and the winner get into the sub-state.
Shot blocked at the rim by Threet. Corbin Patterson fouled on his way up the floor. Now Corbin will drive down the lane. Foul from behind, ripped away by Spear. He'll duck underneath, and he'll lay it off the window and take the contact.
Man, Josh can do it, boy. That's just what we've missed. We haven't had a lot of that since he's been hurt.
And I'm not saying it's the reason why, as I finish an M&M. The Aggies lost at Clay Central, but remember, that was the game, that first game after Josh Spear was hurt. The Aggies didn't have their big-time rebounder and really offensive putback guy on the floor in Josh Spear.
Well, and you got to learn how to play again without that component. So you got to figure out what you're good at. And takes a little while to settle in. And Josh tried to go a few weeks ago at Briarwood, but you could tell it was really bothering him.
So Pat Burns would be good. That'd be a fun one.
Get Pat on the halftime. Yeah, he'd be a good one. Pat was a good athlete. He's a baseball player. North Alabama.
Locked at the rim again. Kenson Threet having himself a night. Front court now to Corbin Patterson. Makes an athletic catch. CJ to Josh. Open for three. Spear. No good. Just a little short. The Aggies are up by 29. Reed driving. Couldn't get the shot to go around CJ. Thanks. Taking it front court. Eric. Layup. Good. O'Neal. A long rebound that the Aggies get is always going to be dangerous for the other team. Think about how fast that was. Eric O'Neal scoring on the other end.
Yeah, it was a great pass from Josh.
Thomas stopping. Right elbow spinning on a 5-second count. Passes it off to Starnes.
They can't get a shot, man.
With 36 seconds to go, Starnes with it. Takes the screen. Starnes stops underneath. Gets it off to the big man. Running down the lane. Missed the shot. Rebound Spears. See what the Aggies do. Will they hold for the final shot? 23 seconds to go. Eric O'Neill crossing over right wing. Josh Spear makes the catch at the free throw line. Spear bullying his man down the lane. Spear missed the shot. Rebounded by Shelby County as the Aggies are up 61-30. 8 seconds to go. Byrne.
He better make it or he's going to start with a running clock.
Fires it up for three. No good. And we'll have a running clock to start the fourth quarter. 61-30. Aggies lead it after three. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Aggie Sports Network.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkle's Anytime Towing is here for you 24-7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts, and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkle's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkle's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is insured by State Farm Agent Alvia Steers of Sylacauga. From auto to life insurance, Alvia Steers has you covered. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back. Start of this fourth quarter. Sylacauga will have the basketball first. Lady get by 31, 61-30. A dominant defensive performance through three quarters.
Yeah, just heard there in the break that Shelby County was asking for a running clock in the third quarter, and they wouldn't give it to them.
Strange is. We'll get you a new headset by Wednesday, buddy. We got you.
Yeah, it's
things happen.
Moving out on me. I think you spent all your money on that TV. Then give me a right headset.
Driving down the lane, Byrne. Tough layup. Got it to go. A lot of contact down there. And Shelby County was asking for a running clock.
Yep. They asked for it last time we played them, too. Gave it to them then.
Well, the teams don't run the postseason. Here we go in the corner for Harrell. Three. No good. Aiden Crow with an offensive rebound. Jordan Roberson down the lane. Tough layup with the left hand, and he took the foul.
And Jordan has really turned it up a notch, which has been a blessing for this team. We need him a lot in the next few weeks.
Roberson completes a three-point play. Aggies by 32. Byrne had it ripped. Trey Cook got his hands on it, but he knocked it off the legs of Byrne, so the Aggies will keep it. Trey Cook, a good-looking athlete, too, for the Aggies.
Oh, yeah.
Plays a little safety.
Yeah. Good football player.
Shot up by Harrell. No good. Count down the end of this one. As the Aggies are going to advance to one of the best records in school history.
Nice block.
25-3. As the Aggies block the shot out of bounds.
Crow gets a good block. He's had a couple of good blocks in this game. I'm telling you, Crow and Roberson, both seniors, are stepping up. Sometimes when it gets towards the end of that senior year, you start realizing, man, I got to have to put a little more out. It's going to slip away from him.
Wildcats fire one off the window. No good. Quick outlet pass to Roberson. Inside Trey Cook. Maybe that's why he plays safety, as it went through his hands and out of bounds. Trey, such a likable guy. You really wanted to get a bucket there late in this game. You know, you really got to tip your hat to the guys, because Coach Joel Jones maybe doesn't play all 13 guys that he has. They still stick their nose in there every day at practice and make each other better.
It's so hard to do.
It's a rebound by Crow. Outlet pass Trey. This is going to be a bucket. Trey got hacked from behind. Missed the shot, but he'll go to the line for two.
I'll tell you what, this was a good birthday win for Coach Patterson. He told me he's 25 years old today. I think we got to add about 14 to that. We'll have it right.
back on the floor will be number zero. That is Andreas McGinnis.
Trey. Okay. Got the free throws.
We're shooting pretty good free throws in the second half. We're, I think we've missed one out of about 8 or 10.
Wildcats miss a three, an offensive rebound knocked out of the hands of Shelby County, but they'll get it back. 66-32, Aggies with the lead. Roberson with a steal. Front court, Trey again, layup. No, boy, he got fouled. They said they tipped it. I didn't think they got the ball. There's a foul, hand check on the Aggies. Now there's been a little confusion with the clock again because it's not supposed to stop running at all right now.
You stopped it right there.
So there's free throws. Right elbow jumper, no good. Rebounded by Harrell. Aggies by 34. I feel like if the Aggies kept their foot on the gas, they probably would have gotten around the 100-point mark tonight.
Think so?
We're sitting at, what, 45-ish at halftime.
Yeah, that's true.
An explosion in the second half of the first quarter.
Yeah.
And CJ and the boys got in. Sounds like a good nickname for the team, CJ and the guys.
CJ's a big contributor, man. He's a quarterback in football. He's told me he's playing baseball this year. He'll do it all.
Coach Jay Brooks excited about him. Pretty good pitcher is Franklin.
Oh,
added
yeah.
That pitching depth.
He played three sports in high school, man. That's a load, buddy.
Sparks for three.
One sport's a lot.
No good. Hey, also stay tuned for Talladega County Soccer Media Day on Thursday. We'll have that for you live at the Radio Alabama Studios. Looking forward to
it. Faircloth and I wonder who he's bringing as his his spokesman.
Haven't seen the list yet. David McCurley's organizing all that for us. There's a foul down on the floor. You got a foul on Harrell. 66-32. Aggies on top as the clock rolls here with 3:37 to go.
Our soccer team's been working hard. They're going to be good this year. They've got some really good. They got a really good junior class. They only got like two seniors maybe, but they will be a good team. Those guys always get them ready to play.
Watch back.
Got a new JV soccer coach this year. Coach Fleeman taking over the girls' soccer.
You get a foul here on the inbounds. Or she's knocked out of bounds of the Aggie ball.
A lot going on in springtime in Sulcata.
Remember, if you want to listen to the Clay Central Briarwood game, our friends on the Clay Central Sports Network, Rusty Taylor, and I think Coach Chris Hare are going to bring you the game tonight on our sister station, 90.9. Missed by the Wildcats. Aggie's going to run it up. It's Chris Roberson. And you'll get a block called on Shelby County. C.J. Franklin's going to check back in.
He's excited. He wants to get him a couple more buckets.
But if you want to see this place be energized, if Clay Central beats Briarwood tonight, this will be a packed house on Wednesday night,
I believe,
at 7 o'clock.
That's a good point right there. It will be packed.
Clay Central fans pouring in. There's a line showing tickets at the door.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
Roberson makes the catch with 2:05 to go in the fourth. Aggies will advance.
That makes it a lot easier if you win that next one and host that sub-state. That's a big deal.
Sparks for three, no good.
They still got a lot to play for, even though you know you're in.
Clock still rolling.
Wish we could get a report on how the Lady Aggies are doing up at Briarwood. I've not seen a score there yet.
66-32. Timeout, Aggies. We'll take 1-2 with a minute 28 left, fourth quarter. Aggies lead it big here.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
66-32. I wonder if I can simulcast that next game since it is on our sister station. Aggies lead it big. Roberson for three, missed it. Chris Roberson with the rebound, and he's fouled. That is going to be the fifth foul on Shelby County. So when we get to the free throw line, that will stop the clock. You can go ahead and start counting up points, maybe. Pick out your star physical therapy star player of the game. Always want to thank Todd for sponsoring that for us. Because the clock should not be rolling. Clock stopping at 1:09. The good news about no live video is, boy, we can pack this place up pretty quick and get out of here tonight.
A lot less moving parts.
First free throw for Chris, up and good. It's going to be hard not to give the star physical therapy star player of the game to Josh Spear. First game back, dominated in that first half on the glass.
Yeah, excited to give that to Josh. He's got 14 points, played really hard. But looks to be back in his old self, which is what we need. So without a doubt, Josh Spear is the player of the game.
Boy, that ball nearly hit the ceiling and then went over the goal.
But I'm going to tell you something else. Aiden Crow played fantastic in the first half. Blocks, defense, rebound, scored 11 points all in the first half.
Cross court. Here we go. 68-32 with 38 seconds left. Aggies with the basketball and the lead.
I really feel like those are the two guys that are key to us making a deep run, too. You really need a lot out of Josh and Aiden Crow inside. On defense, especially to make a deep run, it's going to be your key players.
Twelve seconds to go. Roberson working on the defense, spinning out of a triple team. Trey Cook thought about a three. Coach Jones might have lost a gasket if we shot that ball with 2 seconds left. The buzzer will sound. Aggies win it, 68-32. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy postgame show.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show, quickly, because our friends from Clay Central are going to have to sit at our table right here. 68-32, Aggies get the win. Josh Spears, Star Physical Therapy, star player of the game. What a night for the Aggies, and what a defensive performance.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, that's exactly what we needed to come out here and do.
Offensively, Josh Spear got a lot going for us. As Briarwood and Clay Central get ready right now, let's wrap up. Josh Spear, how special was that tonight for him to come out and play big?
I mean, it means so much to him and then to all of us, really, to see Josh come out and do that. We've all been worried about him. We all wanted to get him back. And it was just really, really good to see.
All right, that'll wrap up here for 68-32. Aggies with a win. From Jeremy Law and Michael Adair, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching.
You've You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Piñata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.